things, I don't know what I'm saying. And I'm gone with the wind, I'm really sailing. Just let it happen, cause it's supposed to. I thought I already told you. Too less, you're just such a mess. You know I won't stop till there's nothing left. I'm gonna go out and take all of your friends, and I'll go do it all again. Nice try.
Vision with Steal Your Moves here on Neo Rocks. And it looks like we have some friends in the studio. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Alex Schumann. I play bass.
What's up, everyone? My name's Matt from Alter Vision. I play guitar and sing a little bit, occasionally.
A little bit?
Occasionally? Just more than a little bit.
So this is your first radio appearance, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So how does it feel?
Just
is it everything you thought it would be?
Just a little exciting.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this your first interview for really anything dealing with the band?
Definitely related to music. First interview ever.
Wow, that's actually a lot of pressure on us. Because if we screw this up, they're going to remember this the rest of their lives.
I'll never forget it.
All right, good luck, Jason.
So do you want to start it now?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it. Bring it on.
Okay. All right, hold on. You need like a bell or something. And we go. Hi, guys. So you're here for a few different reasons. Our good friend Googie, friend of the show and ours, likes to bring us bands that are, well, awesome. And he's done so over the last year or so. I remember he told us about you guys. How long ago was it? Like, right?
It was about a year ago.
Yeah, and he just had rave.
But he was telling us about you before we had any of the music and talking you up.
We didn't think you were real.
And we're just like, Googie, what? No, never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
But he's like I said, he's brought us so many great artists. Why don't you talk about how it was to record with him?
Well, we started recording with him about a year ago for our first sort of real record we did, which is 10 songs called Big Bang. And I think just the working environment with Googie is so laid back and just fun. And some of the stuff that happens in there kind of stays in there, but it's all part of the process. And I think it was just all business 24/7. Like, some of the records really wouldn't come out as fun or, you know, the way they did. So I think it's definitely an awesome experience.
How did a bunch of high schoolers end up working with Googie?
Were the police?
It was through it was actually through a mutual friend we had, and they sort of just gave us his name and said, "Oh, he's a great guy around the great city of Cleveland to record with." So it fell into place pretty well.
And that's what's funny about him. All these recording spots, they all have their different way of advertising. With Googie, it's really word of mouth. And that's how we heard about you guys, of course, through him. And yeah, so good times. Any funny stories from the studio you'd like to share that you're allowed to share on the radio?
That you're allowed to talk about on the radio.
It's a tough one because there's probably a lot of them. I think just lunchtime on the regular is kind of just a funny story, just like going to get sandwiches and just absolutely stuffing our faces after we've been working for like 6 hours.
So when you went in to record with him, did you go in with a plan and with like you knew you wanted to do these songs in this way? And
this summer when we did in the new EP we've been working on, we narrowed it down from like 8 songs to 5 songs that we said we really wanted to focus on. And, sort of like when you go into the recording process, you don't really know how it's going to come out. But it's kind of like a roll of the dice. But, yeah, we narrowed it down to those 5 songs and really just put a lot of effort into it. And it's very, like, open-minded process in there.
Okay. And well, why don't we hear something off the new disc?
The first song, which is called Feed Me Lies, is the first track off the EP.
All right. Well, anything fun about this one before we get into it?
There's some cool guitar, and I would say that the song kind of embodies the phrase ignorance is bliss. Kind of sometimes knowing less is better.
Well, here we go with Alter Vision, Feed Me Lies, right now on Neorex.
Feed me lies, feed me lies, feed me lies.
Alter Vision with Feed Me Lies here on Neorax off of your upcoming disc. What's it called?
The EP is called Going, Going, Gone.
So, and you're planning on releasing it pretty soon, actually.
Yeah, we're actually thinking about putting it out tomorrow night, so keep your eyes peeled for that.
Say, where do you have an idea? Do you know where you're putting it out at?
Yeah, should be released on iTunes, and you can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AlterVisionBand. There'll be a free download post there.
And I have to say this. I usually prep for interviews or at least know what the hell I'm talking about when I get in here. I looked this morning for you guys on Facebook and could not find you. Then when I got on the phone with you, you said, yeah, it's if you type it in, which I'm doing right now, clickety-click, A space, L space, and there it was. It was the first thing that popped up. But for anyone listening who wants to find them, that's a good way right there too.
I actually have to try this now.
Yeah, we thought it looked cool and didn't realize it made it really hard to search for it.
It does look cool, though.
It's all about how it looks.
There you go. Well, of course, you've got...
I give up.
You've got... well, let me ask, how do you think the interview is going so far?
Pretty good. Okay. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay, I agree. Let's keep it going. You've got a show at the end of the month. Why don't you tell us about that?
We're playing on September 28th at the Beachland Tavern.
It's September 28th?
Yes.
Oh, yes, okay.
September
That's
right. 28th.
End of next month.
That's right. It's already almost September. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, forget this. I'm just... Okay, go
we're,
ahead.
Yeah, we're opening for the Melvin Seals and the Jerry Garcia Band. It's actually a fundraiser for this charity called the Human Fund.
Yeah, talk about that charity. Yeah. Man, you and I... Yeah, you were...
So the Human Fund raises... it raises money for art programs in Cleveland City Public Schools.
Now, is this just strictly Cleveland or is this a national...
I believe it's just... local.
Wow, what a cool idea!
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Really proud to be.
How did you guys end up on that show?
One of the guys from the foundation, I guess, heard our music, and they always have pretty big acts as the headliners, like Hot Tuna, or they had the Mickey Hart Band last year, and they try to hire like our upcoming indie bands to open usually, and someone got a hold of our stuff and asked us to play.
And it looks like if you go to www.the-human-fund.org, that's where all the information is.
And I'm sure that'll be up on our Facebook page very shortly.
It will be. You know what? Why don't I put it there right now, Eric? Like, I don't work hard enough for the money I get right here. Jeez.
What
man.
Money? Wait, you get paid? What? Wait a minute.
Nah.
So you guys are in college now.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together as a band?
I would say my brother and I started playing guitar when I was about 10 years old, and he picked it up after. And our amazing drummer, Mike, who couldn't make it here tonight because he's too busy doing math problems at OSU, he had a drum set ever since he was, like, really young. We'd always been good buds, and it was always the best thing to go over there and just, like, bang on his drum set. And finally, when I got an electric guitar... It was just kind of a no-brainer to start, like, jamming things out in his basement, and it kind of just happened from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, why don't we hear another track? And, yeah. I think you picked up Marlboro
Girl. Yeah, the second song from the EP, Marlboro Girl.
And here we go on Neorex.
You had a cigarette. I don't know your name or where you're from. I was a block away. I'm taking the long way home today. You dress like a machine gun. I bet you kill like one too. I don't know if I wanna pull your trigger. Oh, I think I do. I'll let you say. As hard as I can.
let you slip away. You fell right through my hands. Oh, I looked the other way. I'll try as hard as I can.
Alter Vision, Marlboro Girl. I've never been able to pronounce that correctly. I say my stepfather used to smoke them.
Everybody's grandfather smoked them. Do you want to tell us about the story behind the song, or is it secret information?
No, it's not that secretive. I think everyone's kind of had that moment where, like, you're walking down the street and, you know, you see a girl who's super good looking. You're just like, wow, it makes your jaw drop. And you obviously don't go after her. You don't say anything. She kind of just slips away, never to be found, and you just regret it for a long time. So,
the last song that had that preface to it, or that story behind it, that I know about is "Hey There, Delilah." And I got to tell you, I like
much
this
better
song.
Version.
Yeah, I like
much
this
better
too,
idea.
That's just my idea. Yeah,
I've actually that song has come up a lot recently for some reason.
It's
making a comeback.
Oh, why'd you do that to me?
Yeah, that's bad karma. All right, moving on.
Okay, so help wrap us up. You've got the show coming up at the end of next month,
September 28th,
at the
Beachland Tavern.
In the Beachland Tavern, it is for the Human Fund,
which is going up on the Facebook page now.
All right, and then your Facebook.
Our Facebook, you can just go to facebook.com/altervisionband and you'll get right to it.
It's much easier to find them doing that than trying to find it by the title. I'm just going to say that now. Alter Vision Band on Facebook. Guys, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for having us.
We really, really like the new stuff. We'll be playing it a whole bunch more.
Sweet.
We've got one last track.
And shoelaces. The real shoelaces.
And this is one of those... Googie sent us over tracks today, and when Jason told me he was going to send them over, I'm like, we already got them all. And then I get them from Googie, and there's radio edit on the end of them. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah, thanks for letting us know about that.
Sorry about that.
Helpful there. Thanks.
Ended up having to go back I'm like, really? I have to go back and check now.
It wasn't actually me using that language. Yeah. Someone else.
It was Googie. It was all Googie. Yeah. It was all his fault.
Sabotage.
Well, we've got the real shoelaces right now on Nerox from Alter Vision. Thank you guys for coming
in. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
I can tell you what is, I can tell you what isn't. This isn't important, this isn't to listen. This isn't the moment when you feel your mind is missing. This isn't a love song. This isn't your shoelaces untied beneath your feet. These aren't the holes at your knees. On your ripped jeans, this isn't the empty tank of gas inside your car. This isn't the wish you made when you were young. This isn't the match that you lit just to watch it burn. This isn't the time when you don't want to wait your turn. These are all.
manufactured. I call bullish, I call nonsense, I call fake, I call your conscience. I call you out when you're not watching. Don't follow.